The Civil War by
Alexandra,
Adelaide,
Aaron,
Zach,
Jackson,
and Zia.
The American Civil War lasted from 1861 to 1865. Most battles were fought on the East Coast or in the waters offshore.
The war was highly damaging, both in territory and in spirit.
Our country was on the verge of collapse.
But it was, inevitably, a necessary evil.
The Civil War happened for many reasons.
From slavery to taxes to precedence.
But the root causes were moral differences and economic harm to the South.
Starting in the early 1800s, several taxes were imposed on the exportation of certain products, many of which were Southern-made, like cotton.
In the years leading up to the war, several more trade tariffs were imposed, significantly harming the Southern economy.
However, the South could take no more. When in 1863, newly elected President Abraham Lincoln made the Emancipation Proclamation, outlawing slavery in America.
This was a good step forward for society. However, it proved to be destructive to the Southern people.
The division of the North and South paid tribute to the agricultural differences and economics.
The South relied on cheap manual labor from slaves and didn't have any real technological advancements like the North.
Neither North nor South could compete with Europe's prices for their goods.
This, along with territorial problems and national elections, all directly tied into the issue of slavery.
The North believed that owning slaves was morally wrong and went against the Constitution.
However, the Southern economy was based widely on slavery, and as such, many felt that it was justified.
Every war is a war between people, as well as a war of ideas. These people were instrumental in shaping the outcome of the Civil War.
Abraham Lincoln will always be an influential figure in American history. His legacy is encased in these words. All persons held as slaves shall be then, thenceforward, and forever free.
Harriet Beecher Stowe was an author who exposed slavery to the masses through her novel Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Robert E. Lee was a Confederate general who, before surrendering, used aggressive tactics in war, killing hundreds of his own men.
On the other side, Ulysses S. Grant was a prominent Northern general with radical strategies who led the Union to victory over the Confederates.
After the Civil War, people were separated from their loved ones.
Communication broke down due to divides and a fragmented postal system, as well as difficulties crossing the border.
The South was economically devastated after the war due to the costs of war and lack of slave income, whereas the North was being raided by Southern rebels.
600,000 people lost their lives, leaving broken families and people struggling to cope with the loss of their loved ones.
It was a terrible price to pay. However, it secured the unity of our nation, along with the freedom of all of its people.
In addition, directly after the war, the South turned to mass incarceration of African Americans to replace the cheap labor that they lost.
Although the war's entire purpose had been to stop the despicable practice of slavery, the hateful feelings against the previously enslaved peoples have yet to subside.